During a press conference in the state capitol rotunda, emergency physician Dr. Howie Garber read a letter signed by more than 100 healthcare professionals calling on elected officials to take emergency action to address air pollution.
We know from thousands of medical studies that people are dying in our community right now because of air pollution and its role in triggering strokes, heart attacks, congestive heart failure, and infant mortality.
The letter calls for free public transit for the remainder of the winter season and for large point sources like Kennecott, Utah Copper to cut production in half. Allie Isom is a spokeswoman for Governor Herbert. She says he would not characterize current air quality conditions as a health emergency, but acknowledges it is unhealthy for some groups.
I would just want to make it clear that the state of Utah is doing all it can at this point within the realm of the law to ensure that everyone is in compliance. The reality we face is over 50% of the pollution we have in the air right now is caused by tailpipes.
This week, the Environmental Protection Agency reported that cities in Utah have the worst air quality in the nation because of the latest winter inversion. Whitney Evans, KUER News.